Penguin Audio presents Changes by Jim Butcher, read by James Marsters. Chapter 1. I answered the phone, and Susan Rodriguez said, "They've taken our daughter." I sat there for a long five count, swallowed, and said, what?
"You heard me, Harry," Susan said gently.
I said,
"The line isn't secure," she said. "I'll be in town tonight. We can talk then."
"Yeah," I said. "Okay."
"Harry," she said, "I'm not... I never wanted to..."
She cut the words off with an impatient sigh. I heard a voice over the loudspeaker in the background saying something in Spanish.
"We'll have time for that later. The plane is boarding. I've got to go. About 12 hours.
"Okay," I said. I'll be here." She hesitated, as if about to say something else, but then she hung up. I sat there with the phone against my ear. After a while, it started making that double-speed busy signal noise. "Our daughter," she said. "Our daughter." I hung the phone up, or tried. I missed the base. The receiver clattered to the floor. Mouse, my big, shaggy gray dog, rose up from his usual napping spot in the tiny kitchenette my basement apartment boasted, and came trotting over to sit down at my feet, staring up at me with dark, worried, doggy eyes. After a moment, he made a little huffing sound, then carefully picked the receiver up in his jaws.